here, given by the late Tom Swanson on March the 14th, 1988. Quite a number of you men would recall that. I've listened to the tape of this, and it is one of the most moving experiences I've had for a long time. If you want to hear that man at his best, with his encyclopedic knowledge of hymnody and his trenchant comments on that and on many other subjects, you should get this tape from Bruce Laing. I laughed and cried more as I listened to it than I had done for a long time. And towards the end, there was some very interesting general discussion and some fine singing, too. We'll never see his like again. Those who never knew Tom have missed a rare experience, but some of it can be captured through not only this tape, but through the many other tapes that Bruce has of his ministry. If you want lessons on communication, listen to Tom Swanston. Now in glory. Today's exercise is quite different. We are concentrating on one volume, the complete volume of Mission Praise, of 798 items. I've gone over them all, and although my judgment is not infallible, I think it should be possible for us to run through the book helpfully. Not by any means looking at every item, of course, but selecting some for comment and others we might sing together. And as we run through and you think I may have missed something important, you can speak up, although if there were too many of that, it might take too long. Some of you will know Mission Praise, especially books 1 and 2, better than others. But since the Hydro chose to buy a set of these the three-volume work, we thought it might we might take the opportunity of going over it to see what it contains. Now, I think I'll leave my comments on the book until later and simply proceed right away, since you have copies in your hands, to run through a selection of its pieces. The first one that I take note of is 12. Which is really a chorus, I suppose. And all I want to say about it, it's a very simple tune, although a lot of these accompaniments, they're so pianistic, it would be difficult for some organists to play this. But the melody here is very simple, and I've heard it sung, was it Songs of Praise or something, and if it's sung very slowly, with dignity, it's a fine. Jim, could you play a little bit of the tune, All Hail the Lamb? Yes, I meant just to play the melody, but that's all right. Number 15, All Heaven Waits with Bated Breath for Saints on Earth to Pray, is it says allegro. It's maybe a bit quick, but Graham Hendrick maybe likes them quick. Interesting tune and words by Hendrick. I simply draw your attention to that one. Some of you might have a pencil and paper and write down if you think that my judgment on them is of any value to you at all. I've spent many, many, many hours going over this and trying to make it as helpful as I can. 21 has a very flowing verse with an old Salvation Army chorus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus washes white as snow. Jim, play a little bit of the melody. Just the melody, please. Look at 30. What's 30? Yes. Let's sing a bit of this. A little bit of tune, Jim. Hallelujah.
Yeah, thanks to God, to the risen Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In praise to his name.
Quicker. Much lunch. Now look at 37. What am I to say about that? Well known singable melody. Just take a note of that. 37. 48. Sweet devotional song. Be still and know that I am God. That's quite a nice one with quite a nice little devotional tune. 50. Another singable devotional item. Be still for the presence of the Lord. Some of you know that. Da 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 da. You know that one?
Yes.
All right, sir. All right. 62. I love this. Let's sing a bit of this. Righto, Jim. Lovely. That tune that sticks in your mind, doesn't it? 66 it would do for communion. Jim, play a bit of that tune, Broken for Me.
Not
that
very playable tune.
No.
Thank you.
Some of you, that's all. Some of you know it, and it's all right. There's syncopation there, and I'll deal with syncopation later on. 77, well known and good going. Let's sing a verse of that. Jim. Number 81. Here's an interesting tune, hymn tune to Charles Wesley. Play over the tune, Jim. Clap your hands. Yes, go on. Third last note wrong. Could you play it down a bit, Jim? Yeah. Could you take it down? No? Yes. Let's sing another verse. It's quite a good square tune, you see, by Henry Leslie. Ready? Go. That's fine. 82. 82. A well-known chorus, yes. Rollicking American tune. All right, Jim, give us a bit of that, and we'll sing a verse or two of Marching Through Georgia. Nice tune to words by Luke Wiseman, who used to be the Methodist minister at Central Hall, Westminster, I think. Come, let us sing of a wonderful love. Play a bit of that over, Jim.
Thank you.
101, the battle hymn of the Republic. We'll sing a bit of this. Jim, come sing the praise of Jesus. 101. Nice devotional chorus. Do you know it, some of you? Create in me a clean heart. A little bit of that, Jim. The feature of that tune is that it's got a little bit of a turn there, which is very memorable. Pum, 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 da, 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 da. That's the sort of thing that you remember. David Searle and Sandy Tate have suggested some items, and I simply mention them. 106. 106. You're very naughty. Oh, sole mio. No, but the other fellow did. 116. La 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 da 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 da. We'll not sing that to you. No. 142. Now, this is a chorus, and I'm saying here with a certain lift about it. So play a bit over, Jim, and see if we can sing in. 142. Cell draws attention to the words of 147. Words from Psalm 147. That's right. Now 152. 152. This is a. In a moment, another tune to for the beauty of the earth. Do you know this tune? Da dee 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 dee. Do you know that? Let's sing a verse of it to 152. Jim. Thank you. that's maybe in the English hymn book. I've heard it broadcast from England, I think. 162, Sandy Tate recommends this. Is it awful? Well, you shouldn't have recommended it. 168, that's David Searle, words again. What have you to say with that, David? Give me the faith. Where is he? Searle. Eh? Oh, yes. To the tune Geisen here. Uh-huh. Look at... I've got 167. Give me... Oh, yes, you know that, don't you? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Then 178. You know that too, I suppose, too well. Eh? Where's what will? Eh? 178. Oh yes, does it? Oh yes, I'm not going over to hymns and tunes that you're accustomed to. It's the those that some of you might not know. No, we can't go over all these. We're going to sing the Dam Busters March, but I think, but we'll leave that perhaps a little later. David Searle recommends 214. Why, David? Yeah. Uh-huh. Selfless love. A bit of that, Jim.
If I could just say, so many of the modern contemporary ones are all dwelling on the same bit of the life of Christ, and this is on his humanity and his ministry.
Yeah.
And it's so refreshing in that way.
Uh-huh. Jim. Are you playing? I'm speaking. To what? Disaster. 228. You all know 228. You know all that, do you? Yes.
We didn't sing that.
Well, a verse of it. Ready? Jim, a verse of
228.
Does anybody know this? Do you? Play a little, Jim.
Thank you.
247 is a setting of the psalm, How Lovely Is Thy Dwelling, music, Scottish traditional folk melody. Play a little. Da, da, da. Try that tune, Ewhurst. Jim, 257. Why that's called Ewhurst, David Searle?
No.
Well, you are minister there. You should know something about it. Eh? Now, that's a nice tune, you see. That's a sweet, singable, memorable tune that you could use to words that are so well known in our hymnaries. Then, 258. Do you know Boulanger? You know Boulanger. All right, then. 260... 260, there's quite a flowing tune. Play a little of the tune, I Am the Bread of Life. That's a lovely flowing tune of the older sort, but it's not syncopated, but the time has changed so that it's not so memorable. You have to remember there's a longer note here, and that's not good for a congregation unless they're very, very knowledgeable about music. 262. I'm waiting for the dawn. 262, there's a light. You know this, don't you? Right, Jim? Da, de, 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 da, da. Look at 302. Could we sing a wee bit of this? Isn't this a Beverly Shea one? What? I Want to Walk with Jesus. No, it's something else. Jim, 302. Ready? For basses and altos, that's far too high for if your congregation sing mostly in unison, that's too high. It needs to be taken down a tone. 307. I will enter his gates. Can we have a rollick at this? Jim?
307.
I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad.
Do you know the tune Monmouth? I used to play it in the army band. I wonder, it's a fine tune. 320. A band, you need a brass band for that. But that's good. Where are we? 346 I've got next. A nice tune to It Is a Thing Most Wonderful. Brookfield. Another verse, and yet I know that it is true. He shows the Lord and humbles and breath and joy and warmth and light for love of those who love him. You know, 347, that should be better known. It's great for a communion service or some. It's a hymn on the coming, isn't it? Play over a little bit, Jim. Give us another verse in B flat. It's too high.
Ready? Take a verse.
You'll all know the Keswick favourite, Jesus, I Am Resting, or is it a see you, one that we used to sing. You know it, don't you? Jesus. Jim, play a little of the tune 367, Jesus is Lord. You perhaps all know that very well. Jesus is Lord. Yes, we'll pass that over. We'll need to hurry on. 374 with the chorus, Now I Belong to Jesus. You all know that, don't you? David Sell recommends 349. Am I going back? Is that right, David? 349. Is it 349?
Yes.
Well, whatever it is. Oh, it passes knowledge. Oh, yes. Now, you'll all know Billy Graham's Just As I Am. That's 396. Don't you? And King of Glory is a tune sung much more in England than here, King of Grace. Is that in the CH3? Maybe it is. Is it? 397. All right, then. 417, David Sell. And 419. What about that? It was words, wasn't it? Lift high the cross. An interesting one, 422 by Words and Music by Graham Kendrick. It's less awkward than some of them. Play a little bit of that tune, just the melody, Jim. 422. Hear what it sounds like. 8. Oh, we sang that this morning. That was David Sell. Would you like to... 550, love lifted me. You know all about... 450. Oh, sing a verse of that. I recall my army days. Ready? Hurry up, man. A well-known charismatic one, that. And then 463, May the Mind of Christ. That was used to be a Keswick one. That's a good one, too. Sandy Tate, 465. What? Meekness and Majesty. Oh, a lot of you will know that one. And 470, David Sell, My Goal is God Himself. Is that a... I thought it was. 476. That's Tatey again. 476, sir. 476. Do you like that? Jim, Sandy likes it, so it gives it to you. What a flavor. Where'd that come from? The back of beyond. back of Benahi, that one, I think. What's 481? That was Sell again. Name of All Majesty. Oh, you'll know that one. And 487. 487. Out a high stop, it's obscuring the melody. Put in a fourth flute or something. Play that tune again. Let's sing a verse of this. If we get the tune right. Not what these hands. Not what these hands have done can save this guilty soul. Not what thy dying flesh has Give us a verse of it in C, please, and we'll sing a second verse. Not... the key of C. That's D. Seem awfully keen, but we're going to sing 488. Oh, breath of life. Jim, a verse or two of that.
Life comes streaming through us, free by your church with
Now we'll break off singing. Now I want to make some comments. This book is so large that when I first perused it here at Christmas time, New Year, I wondered if perhaps it contained sufficient hymns. There were so many, which most of us would want to sing, for it to become an alternative to either CH2, which we use, or CH3, which many of you are obliged to use, I suppose. But although there are many of our excellent and essential hymns in it, and of course we're not going over any of them today, many are missing, so many are missing, that I could only regard it as a supplementary hymn book to a main hymn book. And not necessarily the best supplementary either, as some of you would agree, I think. However, for use in the hydro, it will certainly be better than CH3. Anything would be. As far as the comparatively new work, this is an important sentence here, as far as the comparatively new work in Mission Praise is concerned, I must say that I do not rate it very highly for certain reasons. One of these is the greatest bugbear I feel of modern hymnody. As far as I'm concerned, it is the perpetual preoccupation of modern hymn tune writers with syncopation, which may be defined as an interruption of the regular flow of the rhythm, displacing the regular accent so that strong becomes weak and weak becomes strong, or more briefly, off beat. And I think that a great deal of syncopation is such that if it's not absolutely of the devil, it lies pretty near his jerking, jumping Jack Hart.
Can I ask? I mean, I'm victorious in this matter, and I'd really like to hear him, the Virgin of the Order, play something. I see that's syncopation.
We are going to deal with that. If you'd seen my manuscript, it's all there. I go on. The craze for syncopated offbeat rhythms, I believe to be a serious aberration, a modern disease contracted from the world of jazz, which aboriginally came from primitive Africa due to the slave trade, and has to do with the beat. The beat, which was their original telegraph, but also expressed their emotions. As an art form, the relentlessness of the beat in its growing rhythmic insistence can easily become, and often does become, satanic and overpowering in its effect. As far as the regular beat is concerned, 1-2-3 or 1-2-3-4, it is the substitution of the weak beat for the strong, which is highly irregular. And sometimes in singing scripture to often droll modern tunes, you find an accent on syllables which is highly unnatural, prepositions and inclitives hitting you in the eye in a way that you would never use in speech, poetry, or drama. Look at 83. Now look at come na 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 na
na na na na na na na na na na na na na
na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na 99. No, no. You would never sing that way seriously. Never, never, never. Do you think you could imagine the Lord Jesus singing that? Never! 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 No, no, no. No, no. 99. Jim, play a bit of this. 99. I'll sing it.
Celebrate this gift of love, we will celebrate the Son of God who loved us and gave us life. We'll shout your praise, O King. You give us joy, nothing else can bring. We'll give to you our offering in celebration praise.
Oh, shut up. Stop! Dreadful, dreadful. 225. You see, you would never, in talking naturally, you would never put a lot of emphasis on a preposition. He's got the whole world in his hand. That's unnatural. It's gross. It's crude. Whatever you think. So we're not for any of that. No. That's got to pass. We've got to find music for the age that's to come of better. You were talking about aesthetics this morning. Beauty? That's not beauty. That's vulgar. 313. Yes, I will sing, aha! Oh, well, who would ever, speaking, put emphasis on ah like that? That's ridiculous. Do you see what I'm saying? Are you taking it in? Will you learn? No, you won't. No, some of you won't learn, but some of you will. My aim is to teach the teachable today. 354. Here again. Jim, play a little of that if you can. Jim. That'll do. 376. Now here's a vulgar one, if ever there was one. Jim, play the melody of 376. Shh, quiet. Dance hall to enjoy that. Yes, you should. 394 is just about as bad. Everybody, sir. Have we had enough of that? Look at 423. Now you see, even the words here don't scan. Now if you take. Look at the words of 423. If you take the second verse, bowed in adoration at his feet, we dwell in harmony. But you see, the first line of the first verse doesn't, living under, there's an extra syllable there. You see, that's bad. That's crude. That shouldn't be printed. Shouldn't be printed. It's dreadful. 512. There again, you see, you start on the second beat, and you've only half of it. The first note and the second beat, pum 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 pum. Oh, dreadful, dreadful. Look at 572. Oh, yes. This is a dreadful one. You'll all know this. Jim, you play this. We can have it then. 589 Calypso. Jimmy, play a bit of that. 589. Verses, the accents are all in the wrong syllables. Quite hopeless. 616. You know that one? No, you better not. It's dreadful. It's appalling. 637. 637. I've only one or two more of these syncopated horrors. Now, you must learn about this, because musically, aesthetically, it's just bad. It's a disease and a craze. 637, thanks be to God. Here you have it again, you see. And now, as a last one, look at this. Walk in the light. 664. G, key of G, Jim. 664. Give me the key of G, the chord of G. But the accent in, is that right? I don't think so. I think that's all wrong. Well, back to our review. 506. You'll know that, don't you? How great thou art. We didn't need to go into that. 514 then, after that. 514. O love of God. A tune called Markham. Not. Five, a bit square, yes. Yeah. Oh, praise ye the Lord, praise him in the height is good, to the tune Houghton, you see. And 518. And then, oh, teach me what it meaneth to Rutherford. I thought that was good. 521. And 522, oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus to Ebenezer. I thought that was good, too. 523 is an interesting chorus with a quaint tune. Play a little of that tune, 523, Jim. I think that's worth looking at. You're holding on too long to your long note, Jim.
Another verse of it. 5, 2, 3. Speed it up. There's only one verse. Well, you can decide that yourselves. 524, you'll all know, oh, the bitter shame and sorrow to the tune St. Jude. Do you? You know that. All right, and we don't need to look at that. And 529, another tune to worship the Lord and the beauty of holiness. 529. Another tune to it, which you might like. Hurry on. 535. Jim, play a little of that. A nice flowing tune by Graham Kendrick. 535. Oh, what a mystery I see. Play a little bit of the melody only.
rugged cross. It's nice to have that in here. And you'll know 540 with the chorus, Living He Loved Me. You all know that, do you? And the IVF favorite, that you used to sing at the student meetings, Open My Eyes That I May See, 544. You'll know that. And 551, Out of My Bondage, you'll all know that too. Now we're getting on. 552, This Caribbean Lord's Prayer. That's interesting. A little bit of that, Jim. 552. That's the native. That's the primitive influence, you see. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be. No, you don't need to sing that. Hallowed be your name. That's the way to sing. Your kingdom, not kingdom. That's primitive. You see? If you would learn. 557. Fine flowing tune to the doxology. Yes, did you notice that? Praise God from whom are blessing me. That would be quite interesting. You don't want to try it now, but have a look at it. That might be a change. We sometimes sing the doxology to the Easter tune. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Is that another key? And be glad, 573. And the old tune to Rock of Ages, 582. Yes. 582, the second one. Rock of Ages, cleft. I've missed something that I wanted you all to sing. We said, damn, Buster, there won't be time for all that. I wondered if we could sing, where is it? The tune that Kathleen Ferrier sang, unaccompanied. You know that record she sings it? Eh? Is it later on? Six? What is it? Six? Six. Now, what about, yes, play over the tune, Jim, and then let's sing it unaccompanied. 6-1. Now, let's sing it unaccompanied. And a bit quicker than that, ready? No music, no accompaniment. Spirit of holiness, grace of and faithfulness, bring up the Lord, going strongly and free. Strength of our serving and joy of our worshipping, Spirit of God, bring your fullness to me. In your name, moving dead and dying.
All that the Savior has spoken and done.
There's hardly time. Now, I think that would be fine in a congregation without any organ, just for a change. No, oh, horrid. I'll deal with you, sir. Now, I will need to leave the rest because I have some comments to, further comments to make. And it's nearly time for tea. The first test to me of what is worthy in Christian praise is what I imagine the Lord Jesus Christ himself would be happy with. And for the life of me, I cannot see even our good-humoured Lord Jesus jerking himself about to sing these jazzy tunes, however sacred the words may be. Words which I believe are inappropriately attached to these frivolous tunes and these syncopated tunes. The more frivolous and frantic the tune, the greater, I believe, the disgrace. Why must we be modern? The Bible's not modern. And there's a fairly good argument, you know, for saying that many modern translations of the Scriptures have detracted from their weight, not to say their substance. I know that some of you, young bloods, may violently disagree with that, but I withstand your disagreement because I simply think that with regard to this matter I'm discussing, I think I know better than you, and one day I hope you may learn. Some of us have had to learn. This is why I have avoided most of the syncopated tunes which I consider not worthy of Christian worship and which may be uncomfortable, and I believe would have left our Lord uncomfortable too. And he was no snob. Snobs don't wash other people's dirty feet and handle putrid lepers, do they? Mind you, some of these tortuous tunes, if played with proper restraint, if we'd had time this afternoon, I would have taken one or two of these tiddly ones and taken them at a more dignified tempo and shown that you can take them, you can improve them tremendously. You see, the English people sing, I listen to the first part of Songs of Praise before my evening service on Sunday evening, and the speed. They sang Holy, Holy, Holy last night from Oxford in a program about C.S. Lewis. It was dreadful. Instead of Holy, 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 just like a jar, just like a jig. Shocking. Shocking. No sense at all of the dignity of words. So tempo is very, if I wish I had your organists here today, because tempo is all important. Yes? Tempo is all important. And if you've got a microphone and if you're the leader of the singing, as I have to be, when the tempo's not right, I put my mouth to the microphone and change it. I was going to say here that it's only congregational singing I'm talking about. Many of the pieces in this book, you see, would make excellent gospel solos or pieces for devotional meetings or rallies or whatever. If your inclination runs to people singing to others, I don't like people singing to others in church at all. I wouldn't have choirs and soloists at all. We're all there to sing praise to God. You know, long ago in the UF churches, the whole congregation stood. They had anthem books and they stood for the anthem and were supposed to join in it. Did you know that? Beechgrove Church, they did for years in the days of J.S. Stewart. It died out because, of course, the anthems became more sophisticated. And so at last, the congregations were allowed to sit and listen. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. But why should we have performances in church? I regard organist voluntaries as of a very different order from that. If you had had the organist that I have had for nearly 49 years, enjoying these musicians who base the choice of all their music on the word which is to be preached, which they are given fully before the service, wafting the people's minds and hearts heavenwards, you would know what an untold blessing it is to have a spiritual organist who supports the word with his or her music. But I want to say a deeper word before I close on the subject than that. This is much deeper than a cultural matter. That's what I'm saying. For the gospel can be applied to many cultures. This is a matter of character. The aim of all biblical ministry beyond evangelism is surely to inculcate Christian character. That is what we are to take to heaven with us. Our character. You knew that. I recall Professor Finlayson many years ago quoting Revelation 22 and 11 on that subject. The time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. You see, it's our character that will count. And I believe that a great deal of modern music, like other arts, tends not to advance the building of Christian character, but to loosening character and making it flabby and casual and frivolous. I've not the slightest doubt that what makes strong Christians who go on to make their mark in the church and in the world is the power of words and music, as well as the other visual or plastic arts which confirm the word and build into people's minds and hearts ideas of strength, dignity, the things David was talking about this morning, grace, naturalness, simplicity, sweetness, courage, determination, and zeal. For a great deal of what we hear and see in the modern world, and too much in Christian circles, apes the world at its worst and does exactly what Israel wanted to do when they asked for a king. They wanted to be like other folk, when God's purpose in creating a people for himself was to make him so unlike other folk that they would become a light to the Gentiles. Now, there are eccentric ways of being different from other folk, but the best way to be different from most other folk today is to be good and kind and simple and dignified and humble and true. All my choice of praise has this very much in mind. I believe that the psychological effect of the music I enjoy from my present organist and from the hymns we choose to sing is to conduce these very Christian qualities, the qualities which I believe characterized Jesus as he walked the lanes and streets of Palestine. That doesn't by any means exclude joy and fun and rollicking humor, but always under the wise control, and always conducing to, under wise control, and always conducing to the building of Christian character. Are you going to come and say grace?